The legislation would let schools keep buildings and classrooms gun-free, but only if they post signs at the doors and only if they buy and install lockers for each building so students, faculty, and visitors can secure their weapons. But the measure contains no money for their purchase. National Rifle Association lobbyist Brent Gardner said concerns are overblown. He said while Arizona law allows anyone to carry a concealed weapon, this measure limits the right to bring one onto campus to those who have a state permit.
The notions that we heard today, the idea that folks who are legally allowed to carry elsewhere, here in the state of Arizona, we have 162,881 active permits, these individuals who are carrying in our grocery stores, out in public, everywhere else, that suddenly when they step foot across an imaginary boundary onto a college campus will become homicidal maniacs. We've not experienced that anywhere.
But John Thomas, representing the Arizona Association of Chiefs of Police, said many of the training requirements that used to exist for a CCW permit are no longer there.
So you could take a course where you never handle a firearm. You could take it online because, again, there are no minimum requirements for concealed carry anymore. So when they're carrying a concealed carry on permit on campus, they may have a weapon, they may have a permit, but they may never have shot that weapon that they're carrying.
That concerns Senator Adam Driggs.
Where I'm being asked to determine which is more likely that a CCW permit holder will be able to be a hero against a deranged individual who means harm on a campus, or whether that same hero is more likely to miss his target and injure someone. And I don't think that I'm in a position where I could make that determination. I can't predict the future.
Still, Driggs ended up voting with a Republican majority to support the change. That, however, was not the case with fellow Republican Senator Steve Yarborough, who said he has grave concerns that the requirements to obtain a permit have been overly diluted, changes he admitted he supported in the past.
I've never voted, to my knowledge, against what one would call a gun bill, and I consider myself an extremely staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. However, my concerns about the CCW training, which is really the linchpin of this measure, causes me at this point to vote no.
Other Republicans, like Senator Rick Murphy, had no such concerns, saying the question is simple.
You either have a constitutional right to protect yourself or you don't, and the government either has the right to restrict or take that away, or they don't. And it's really not a matter of opinion about what people like or don't like. Personally, I didn't feel safe when I was on college campuses simply because I couldn't carry.
Democratic Senator David Lujan said if lawmakers are bound and determined to make this the law, they should at least address the fact that the legislation sets no limit on the number of concealed weapons a person could have. He said that would allow someone to bring a gym bag packed with guns onto a campus. But Senator Ron Gould, the sponsor of the legislation, was noncommittal about making that change.
We can have that discussion if you hit it offline.
The 5-3 vote sends the measure to the full Senate. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.